some meatloaf!
Idly ho, neighborinos.
We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
Hi ho, neighbor.
Nobody messing in my neighborhood.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
And Neighborhood Eats. That's not meatloaf. It's better than that. All right, G, who you got for a friend, a brand new, your brand new best friend today?
My brand new best friend is Sean Podgursky. He is from D-Min Tap. No, not D-Men, but D-Min.
Close,
for,
though.
Yeah, short for donor. It was originally donor kebab food truck.
Mm-hmm. We were the donor men food truck.
Oh, sorry. Donor men food truck.
But on the streets, everyone was like, hey, there's the D-Men. So when we opened the bar, we changed it to the D-Men Tap.
Well, it's a cool name.
And Doner Kebab is a very popular street food in Germany. Mm-hmm. So it's modern German street food. Along with the Doner Kebab is
what do you know from what do you know from street food in Germany when you're when your name's Podgursky? You're a Polish kid.
Well, it's similar. The food is similar, but I had friends in the beer industry.
Okay.
And so we would go over to Germany to look at equipment and hops. Sure.
But Sean was in a band. He
many
and
bands.
His partner.
Many bands.
Many
band.
Bands.
Yes. He really wanted to be the next big Chicago band.
And you know what his best band was? Sybaris. Did you only play the three locations, the Sybaris locations?
That's it. That's it. We were very big on the sexy hotel circuit.
Right, in the pool suite?
Yes.
Yes.
They played Lollapalooza, though, one year. So
that's
you
great.
Guys did.
We
you,
did.
Yeah.
I did it in a chair. I had a broken foot.
You lived the dream for a bit. You played bass.
And yep. You thought, this is really hard to make a living. I'm going to do something really sensible and get into the restaurant business.
Yes, I'm going to go from a frying pan to a fire.
So you got partners in this?
I do. I have two partners, my two homies. Which
and you guys
supposed to do, but
did you know how much time was involved in running a restaurant?
No.
You just knew you could eat at them.
We thought with three people it would help to split the tasks.
Nope.
No.
Everybody's got to work all day.
Yeah. It just adds more work. But it's great. I couldn't ask for better people to do it with.
It's a really awesome location. It's definitely a neighborhood place. They have food late until 1 a.m., which is very
smart.
Hard to find.
It's very smart.
12:30 now. We just
okay,
changed
fine.
It.
Well, sorry.
Just we'll changed.
Get there at 12:30.
If you can't eat by midnight, you're not hungry.
But, you know, it's really hard to find, you know, really delicious food later at night. It's a neighborhood spot. Great beer selection. They have great connections with the breweries, local breweries around town as well. And wonderful mead selection, too.
Well, and it's a big deal to have G pick you for Neighborhood Eats.
I'm very honored.
I thought it was a perfect selection because I was still thinking about everybody in their Lederhosen, right? And Oktoberfest. And I was still craving a really great beer. And I wanted a nice Oktoberfest beer. And I was thinking about German food. And I thought, well, German street food. And this is legitimate. This is in Germany. There are more places that serve currywurst and Doner Kebab. That's their fast food.
Yeah, they don't. They have way more street food than we have here in Chicago. Chicago doesn't have anything quite like the Doner Kebab and the currywurst in Germany.
So let's
they're like every other corner.
Let's describe what a Doner Kebab is.
So Doner is the same word as gyro and shawarma. So it's simply to turn. I know I'm doing this, but there's no camera.
No, there's a stream. You're on video.
Hey. Yeah. It's the Turkish word to turn. So it's vertically roasted meat on a spit.
So they layer seasoned meats on a spit, and the beautiful thing is as it turns, the outside gets nice and crispy and crusty and roasty, and the inside is still juicy, and because it's vertical, the juices from the meat actually seasons and baste the meat. So
look
it's similar to a...
You know it.
Similar to
that.
A Middle Eastern shawarma as well, if you have one of those.
So what's your favorite on your own menu?
I like the Doner box, even though I don't eat them as much as I used to. It's all the stuff that goes on a Doner kebab, but we put it over French fries, so it's like loaded fries.
And then
yeah, this is not. You've lost a bunch of weight. This is not food for a guy that's lost a bunch of weight.
Technically, we are very. It's very healthy if you eat it in like the salad form or in the kebab form because it's
so
chicken.
It's all about portion control.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what my doctor said.
And they source all of their produce and meat locally. The sausage and the currywurst. You want to explain what currywurst is?
So currywurst is, that's what I'm actually the most proud of, because there's not too much currywurst in the United States or Chicago. And that's a white sausage, and you cover it with this tomato curry sauce. And that was that came about after World War II with the British soldiers. They would carry curry packets with them, and the Germans were like, I don't know what this is. And so they mixed it with tomato sauce and poured it over sausage. I know Chicagoans, this sounds a lot like ketchup on a hot dog, but it's totally different. It's not ketchup on a hot dog. And it was a viral sensation before there was an internet. Like, lots of copycats came up. It spread all over the country. So it's really cool to have that. And we get our sausage from a place called Makowski's on the south side down in Bridgeport. And they're a great company to work with.
It's a fourth generation sausage maker, and it's currently woman owned. So that's really great that you sourced that.
I was in a band called Fourth Generation Sausage Makers. So your day starts when?
Well, I get up
early.
I have a 5-month old, so I wake up pretty early, and then I do a lot of the social media, and I'm constantly on my phone working, doing that stuff.
Steve, we have to describe the bar. It is a very cool environment. There's a lot of Dungeons and Dragons artwork. There's a lot of local artwork, because they have folks come in and that you can illustrate a coaster, which is then displayed on the coaster wall. And the coasters actually have their own Instagram page as well.
D-Men Tap Coasters.
And there's a back room with pinball machines and vintage video games.
Is there a strategy to the decor, or it's just cool stuff you guys like?
It's cool. It's a constantly evolving bar. Like, we had an idea of what we wanted it to be, and then it didn't be, it wasn't that, and so we kind of like the way it's going now. It's just kind of an amalgamation of all the three owners and what we like and what we believe in.
But I don't want anyone to think that it's all like hard rock and roll and like heavy metal type situation. You guys play all kinds of music, and your clientele is very diverse, right?
Very much so.
So what's on your playlist? Describe some of the music.
I mean, I like to think like quirky hits, like music that is just under the radar of being overplayed.
Like Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen.
Yes, we'll play Dexy's Midnight Runners, of course, but a lot of 80s goth and 90s goth and industrial music and some heavy metal, but we also like a lot of pop music. We love 90s like hip hop,
but we don't want to scare away the older folks who love the German street food.
We have a big progressive rock following. We do a Genesis versus Rush versus Yes battle once a year.
Wow.
Big fans.
I'm going to go with Susu Studio the Block. All right, so here's the deal. If you want to get to it, where do they go?
2849 West Belmont.
Hours.
The hours are 5 o'clock till 2 o'clock most days of the week. On weekends, we stay. On Saturdays, we're open till 3 o'clock in the morning. And Friday, Saturday,
Lord.
Sunday, we open for lunch.
And on Wednesday nights, they have Dungeons & Dragons open table night that starts at around 8:30.
Yes.
And then Krampus starts at the beginning of December, and they have a huge Krampus celebration.
Yes, we decorate, instead of Santa Claus, we do the evil European Santa Claus named Krampus.
Right. It was started by a grandfather who had cramps when he stood up too fast. Listen, man, I'm proud of you, and it's lot of work, and I salute you, and I love the fact that G has given places like yours publicity like this.
She's amazing.
Where do we see the piece he wrote?
It's on the suntimes.com website, and also it'll be shared on our WGN website as well.
Good job, bud.
Thank you.
All right, get some sleep.
I will.
Well, I appreciate you not dozing off during the interview.